He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Thursday, June 18th. It's the first day of vacation for the Texans for quite some time. They don't come back until July 31st, and that will be the first day of training camp. Well, during this time off, what will Texans be doing? Some are going on vacation, and then some, like Brian Cushing, the Texans' first-round draft pick, the linebacker, well, he's going to still be getting used to his new home in Houston. And he started settling in by getting new meals. Yes, meals from MyFit Foods. Cushing is very strict about his diet, so he has MyFit Foods deliver about 6 meals a day so that he can consume 6,000 to 7,000 calories a day. Yes, that is how he stays so big. Now, as for the Texans' defense, well, Coach Gary Kubiak is hoping that they are all as disciplined as Cushing. And what he's really liked is that he's seen discipline in their technique. You know, he doesn't think the Texans' scheme will change all that much under new defensive coordinator Frank Bush, but he does say the Texans have to improve on their technique. And that's where people like new defensive line coach Bill Kolar and defensive backs coach David Gibbs come into play. Kubiak talked about this after the last day of practice on Wednesday.
Well, the biggest thing, we're running the same defense. You know, obviously we're doing a lot of things different technique-wise. And, you know, Frank's teaching as compared to the past teaching, what Bill expects, you know, what David expects. So, you know, I think scheme-wise we were able to go in there and it all still makes sense to them the way we're talking. Now how we're asking them to do it and how we're asking them to go about their technique has changed. And I think players catch up pretty quickly.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.